Hello, Carla. Carla, would you please read the time certain?
Yes. You want them read both together, correct?
Yes, please.
6:59, adopt new and amended supporting documents for an update of Portland's comprehensive plan, accept report on the Citizen Involvement Committee, and 6:60, adopt a new comprehensive plan for the City of Portland, Oregon.
Okay, Eric Engstrom, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You and I both have a script, and I understand you're going to walk us through the various steps.
Yeah, I'll start by just reminding the Council what is happening with each of these ordinances. Item 6:59 is the Supporting Documents Ordinance, and it adopts a number of reports and documentation required to fulfill elements of the City's periodic review obligations with the state. As you recall, the Comprehensive Plan is a state requirement, and we'll be going through an acknowledgement process with them. And this supporting documents ordinance includes a number of things that we'll be passing on to the state to document our compliance with state land use law. This includes a report from the Community Involvement Committee, the revised economic opportunities analysis, a number of maps that are part of the city's buildable lands inventory. We updated a number of the factual maps that go into calculating our land supply. The growth scenario report, which is essentially an alternatives analysis exercise that's part of our comprehensive plan documentation. The citywide system plan, which is the 20-year public facilities plan, and this is the document that the shorter-term five-year capital improvement plans draw from in the various bureaus. Item 6:60, the second ordinance, is the actual ordinance that adopts the new comprehensive plan, and it includes a new comprehensive plan policy document, a new land use map to accommodate the 20 years of forecasted growth, a list of significant projects, which is a list of projects that were identified in that public facilities plan that are related to growth. A subset of that is the transportation system project list and the associated financial plan that goes with that. And that ultimately lives in the TSP, which is being adopted with our periodic review requirement. More to come on that in the fall, but the first components are riding with the comprehensive plan adoption in the form of those that list and financial plan. Are there any questions about the elements of each ordinance before we move on?
I think you did a good job summarizing that, so let me jump in, because that's what the script tells me to do. Today, colleagues, is the first reading of substitute ordinances for the two items just described by Eric. The original ordinances and exhibits introduced in the fall have been updated to reflect City Council amendments. Staff have prepared findings to document why these actions are consistent with state land use goals and regional policy. The Council has already received testimony regarding the recommended plan and supporting documents and Council amendments. Testimony at this hearing, if any, will be limited to the content of the revised ordinances. The evidentiary record is closed and no new evidence may be submitted. So with that, we have three matters that we need to do, beginning with moving the substitute ordinance with findings and exhibits for item 559. Do I have a motion?
Would so move that?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And we will vote on that motion to move the substitute ordinance. Carla?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. Next, we will move the substitute ordinance findings and exhibits for council item number 660, the new comp plan, and we will vote on that motion. Is there a motion?
Moved. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The substitute is adopted. Finally, we will move to incorporate a minor additional amendment to findings for Council Item 660 as provided by staff.
And I could briefly just describe that. Carla has distributed a letter from Metro that should be entered as testimony today that reflects their review of the comp plan and its compliance with regional land use requirements. And as part of their review, they noted that they would like a little more detail related to Metro Title VII in the findings, which we have provided in written form to you. And so this motion would incorporate that those findings into the findings for the comp plan. And it's basically citing additional housing policies that are in the new comp plan that are consistent with the Metro functional plan.
And you refer to that as a minor amendment because?
Because it's technical in nature. It's bringing in policies that you've already reviewed and just citing them for Metro so they know where they are.
Okay. Well, I need a motion to incorporate that amendment.
Move the amendment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Further discussion, colleagues? Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The amendment is adopted.
So, question. The Metro letter also talks about Title IV and expresses a few concerns about that. What's the Bureau's response to that?
Most of the Metros, there's a recurring theme in the Metro letter about you're adopting the comprehensive plan map, and much of the Metro functional plan addresses the ultimate zoning map, and so it's a little premature for them to reach a final conclusion. And depending on how we write our zoning code, it may or may not be a problem, and that's in progress right now, and we've been working with them to make sure that the zoning code is ultimately written in a way that complies with the functional plan.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great question. Very clear answer. Thank you. So now we'll get to the testimony portion of our hearing. And previously, I've made clear that if anyone wishes to testify, they are limited today to the content of the revised ordinances. Carla, we'll start with Council Item 559. Did anyone sign up to testify?
No one signed up.
Would anyone present like to testify? Seeing none, we'll switch now to Council Item 660, which is the amendments to the comprehensive plan. Carla, did anyone sign up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone present today that would like to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the next formal order of business is to pass these on to a second reading and a final vote on June 15th at 2 p.m. Colleagues, any final comments? Eric, last word.
I'd like to just take a moment again to thank my staff and all the staff in BPS who've worked on this, and in particular over the last month, Senior Planner Al Burns, who put a lot of work into the findings and dialogue with Metro. So thanks, Al.
And so we will have a chance to do our final statements and the final vote on June 15th at 2 p.m. With that, this hearing is closed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had... All right, so could I have an addendum?
Please.
Before you adjourn the meeting.
Wait a second. This hearing is reopened. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I wanted to note that we had a discussion during the street vacation items in the comprehensive plan, and it was indicated that there was language about parking in either the glossary or in the transportation system plan. It's my understanding that, in fact, that may not be the case, and that those amendments are currently working their way through the Planning Commission, Planning and Sustainability Commission, and will be coming to us in the fall. But I just wanted to put that on the record, and thank you for reopening the record, President Fish, because otherwise that particular issue is pretty much the only one that I feel a significant concern about. But I do trust that we can address it later in the year through this parallel process.
Thank you very much. I also just want to acknowledge that Stan Pankin is here, who leads the Arts Oversight Committee, among other things. And Joe Rossi is here, and Joe now has an unblemished record of attendance at comp plan hearings. With that, the hearing is closed.